Why is baby Hitler trending?
Baby Hitler.
Jesus.
Oh, what the hell?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Maud Garrett. And for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping booze and spitting news.
Woo-hoo!
How's that salad going? Because it smells like a fart.
That's what I'm doing. It smells like a fart? My salad smells like a fart?
It's definitely smelled up the room quite a bit.
I'm so sorry.
I will say.
I had no idea.
When you opened it in the last room we were in.
I guess we should introduce you, Tom. Oh. White wine mandango, Kryaski.
Hi, ladies.
I didn't realize my salad smelled that bad.
It smells healthy. You know, like healthy has a smell these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you open the salad and it goes, "I'm vegan."
This isn't vegan. There's chicken in it.
I've got chicken.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm on a time crunch today, so I'm eating my lunch while we're recording.
Honestly,
I apologize for everyone at home.
Boss bitches got to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? As I choke on my salad.
Why are you so busy, Allison? Why
I'm
can't
so
you hang
busy.
Out with us longer? Why do you have to rush out of here? Why do you have a life outside of Maud and me?
I do. Well,
I don't understand. What do you do?
My life outside of you two is only with the one and only Alex Albrecht.
Because
he just brought me on. After this, I have to run out of here because caffeine.tv is having me do an interview with NFL players playing Mario Kart.
Oh my God, that is like your two worlds colliding.
I know.
Because you actually like sport and you play video games.
I specifically like the NFL.
Well, Niffle.
I should be careful how I say that sentence. I don't really like some of the things the NFL has been doing lately, but I like the sport of professional football.
I'm going to pretend I know what you're talking about.
Me too.
I agree.
I'm with Maud.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Go the Seahawks. Is that a team?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is a team.
Oh, my God. Where are they from?
Seattle.
America somewhere.
The Seattle Seahawks. Good job, Maud.
I feel like you just have to picture like an animal and go with it. Yeah. What about the Bucking Broncos?
Yep.
Really?
The Bills Broncos.
I love this game.
It's the Denver Broncos.
Keep going, keep
Where's
going.
Where's Denver?
Do you actually not know where Denver is?
I could not point it on a map.
Colorado.
Yep.
The very square state.
Where's that?
It's
middle of the
down
country.
There
the
somewhere.
Rockies. You've heard of the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
They cut right through Colorado.
Is that near the President's in the Mountain?
The President's
it's in the right area of the yes. country. Yes.
I've been here six years.
You already know more about this than we probably know about Australia. We just know it'll kill you.
What
we
about
don't know.
The Devils? Is there a team called the
There's
Devils?
There's a hockey team called the Devils.
This is easy. Yeah. I love
New Jersey,
this
too.
Really?
Yeah. New Jersey Devils.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Devils. I feel like this game. Keep naming something. I'll tell you if it's a team.
I'm just like picturing that one was like the Tasmanian Devils.
Yes, the Red Sox are a team. You're probably going to say Red Sox.
That's not a team.
It is.
The Boston Red Sox.
Baseball. Yay.
Not an animal, but
I'm picturing everything. I look at the ground. There's a Red Sox. There's no way.
There's no way that's a team.
Next, you're going to tell me there's White Sox?
What?
Are there?
Yeah.
What the?
Chicago White Sox.
We can't put them in the wash with the Red Sox.
She is good.
Because then they just become the Pink Sox.
And isn't a pink sock when you're...
Oh.
I'm getting real...
No, I don't know. What is a pink sock?
You know, when your asshole prolapses and your intestine starts coming out of your rectum.
You said that like that was so obvious. I've never heard of that before in my life.
And when you have male roommates,
you learn this shit?
Yeah, they used to play this game where they'd pull up something like real rotten on the laptop and like show me. And I'm like, what's that?
No. They showed you a picture of that kind of
thing? It's a pink sock.
Ew. I'm eating my disgusting smelling salad right now.
It actually goes with the smell of your salad when you think about what she's talking about.
Oh, God, can we stop? I have to eat this. It's my only food I'm getting until dinner tonight.
I'm sorry. I don't know how we got there. That's what happens when I try to talk sport.
Oh, my goodness. Sport. What did you do all week, Maud?
I was in bed all week.
Oh, yeah. Keep going. Yeah. I like the story.
Okay,
Oh, what? Oh, you were sick?
I was just, sometimes I rolled over. Ooh.
Yeah.
Sometimes I had insomnia. Other times I slept for 11 hours.
Well, it rained all week, so that kind of fit
Perfect
the mood.
Perfect week to have off, huh?
Yeah.
So that was good.
I binge watched the entire season 2 of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
How good is it?
It's so good.
Yeah, same.
That show is so good.
You know, my favorite part about season 2 was when they finally acknowledged that the protagonist, the female, she talks too much.
Yes.
And she finally got acknowledged about talking too much.
Yes.
She just talks.
My favorite character in that entire show, though, is her sister-in-law, the Astrid, the woman who's married to her brother.
Oh my gosh, when
she's
went,
a riot.
Yeah. That's
She's if you haven't watched the show,
Jewish. Yeah.
If you haven't watched the show, you must watch the show. It's so good. Have you watched the show?
No, because I don't find women funny. It's a joke because you guys are the funniest girls I know.
Well, that's sad.
See,
too.
I'm just kidding.
Except Allison,
you
funny.
Are. You're the funniest girl I know. Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I know any girls that like make me like
laugh.
Think what you're saying is funny, anyways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think
Maude's going to win you over very soon, really? Because I've known Maude a long time and I know how funny she is, but I appreciate that.
I will say in my observations though, there are times when I will say something funny and instead of a guy laughing, he'll almost look shocked that I was able to come up with that.
Yeah.
They're like surprised.
Well,
that
I mean,
I have a sense of humor.
Your skill, Maude, is the way you come up with puns like so quickly. Like, your brain is, like, wired to be like, I know a joke to make this word sound like it's a different word, and you're going to love it.
And you know what happened? People kept sending me this German illness where it's like you cannot help but make a pun. Like,
that's
you
a thing.
Physically can't stop. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
And there's, like, like with all illnesses, it's got a really elaborate word for it.
Oh, my gosh.
But people kept sending that to me, and I was just like.
You're like, maybe I'm sick in the head?
No, I was like, stop punishing me.
I hate you so much. We walked right into that.
Stop punishing.
Oh, Rapunzel.
Damn it.
You're right, Allison. I think she's funnier than you.
I told you. I don't take offense to that. I completely agree.
Most women I know are funnier than me. Actually, all women are anyways. So yeah. I was kidding earlier about.
I mean, I have to explain that to like guys I've dated. I'm just like, you just need to accept ahead of time that I'm going to be funnier than you.
Yeah, really? I love that. Confidence.
Oh my gosh, I've said that. I'm the funny one. You're the pretty one.
Yep.
And it's upset both of the people that I've said it to. They are not okay with that. Yes. I'm like, oh, you don't like being minimalized? Mm. You don't like only being sort of like
seen for your looks?
Relevant because of your looks? Oh, that must be awful. Oh,
yeah.
Then I apologize because I'm not heartless. But how cool is it that you're kicking goals in January? Because everyone, I don't know about you guys, but when January comes around, that's when I'm the most nervous because this is, I feel like the first month of the year really does depict how the rest of the year is going to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? That's a good call.
So hearing that you're like, I'm so busy, I have to eat during a podcast.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, yay. Thank
that
you.
That is huge.
Yeah, I am hoping that that's going to be a big signal for how this year goes because 2018 was just a weird year. You know, it's like, I mean, not that I didn't work. I worked on a lot of cool stuff, but it was like the work was sporadic and all over the place and inconsistent. So I'm hoping, you know, anyone who's in this industry, it's like any semblance of stability that you can get is greatly appreciated.
That's kind of my goal for 2019, too. Yeah, just a little bit more. Guys, my visa got approved.
Yay!
My fourth visa.
We can continue doing this podcast.
Yes. And now the next step is to get a green card. And I've done about 75% of all the stuff to get that happening.
Right.
Do you just need to get married? Because, hey, Maude, I'll do anything for you.
Not going to happen.
Why'd you point at me like I'm not going to marry you, Tom?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. That's like it's the number one assumption.
I'm just not going to get married for a green card.
Thank you, but specifically
Tom.
Thank you for the offer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave now before I start crying.
It's a very generous gesture. But that is the number one thing people say. It's like, oh, you're getting married? Yeah. And I'm like, there's other ways to do it. I worked hard to get this green card and paid money.
Although, sorry.
I'll say real quick. I did have a friend back in like 2000 offer me $10,000 to marry her so she'd get her green card. Her parents were offering me $10,000.
Wow.
She was just a friend, so but I was like, no. Because you can get caught in some legal shit for that.
No,
My friend has done it. He's gay and married his girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah.
It backfired in every possible way.
Oh, wow.
She owned him after that. She was like, well, I'll just tell immigration that we're not really married.
Oh, shit.
She would rent it. They were roommates.
Yeah.
She rented out his room on Airbnb so he had nowhere to live and he was homeless.
What?
And she she pocketed all of that money. And she was like, but you get to live in the country, hubby. Oh my gosh.
What a terrible human being.
I've heard the story twice, and both times I lost 2 years of my life expectancy hearing just how evil people can be.
Yeah.
It was just,
Jeez.
So yeah, no, I'm getting my own green card.
Good for you.
I have a friend who will definitely remain nameless. But not that she's an evil person, just this story is insane. Her job was ending at the end of 2018, because the company was downsizing, so it wasn't like, I mean, I don't want to say she got fired because she didn't get
redundant.
Fired. Yeah.
She got made redundant.
Yes. Yep. So she was getting in all of her end of the year. She got in all of her doctor's appointments in December before her insurance switched over, yeah. right? She found out at her gynecology appointment that she was 5 months pregnant.
Oh!
And she had fucking idea because she had, or had, I guess she said, I'm assuming it's out now, but she had an IUD.
Oh,
and
no.
she didn't get her period when she was on it. And once you have that, you're like, why would I ever think about it? It's literally a 1 in 100,000 chance because it just shifted. Something happened and it shifted. And she lives with her boyfriend. This is the whole point. Oh my gosh. Her boyfriend is not a citizen. Her boyfriend's Italian. And so she then finds out she's 5 months pregnant. And he's like, well, I guess the only way I can stay here to raise my child is if we get married. Wow. So they just did like a, you know, went to a courthouse,
yep.
got married Shotgun so he could wedding. Get, so he can stay in the country Jeez. Because she's, yep. Because, and she's a friend who like her weight fluctuates with stress and things. So
I
it
eat
was
a
just,
pizza, I look 7 months pregnant.
Yeah. So yeah. she just didn't know because she was under so much stress with the job and everything. And it's interesting because, excuse me, she doesn't live in LA, but like when I would talk with her, we would always like, if I was going to be near where she lives, it would be like, oh yeah, maybe we can meet up or something. And she'd always be like, you know, I have this cold. I'm not feeling great. Like for the last like few months, she's just always been under the weather. And it's now like, oh, right.
She has a baby in her.
Yeah.
Whoa, man. Yeah.
And now it's been like, you know, they're both like, okay, this is clearly the universe is saying this is the way our life is going. So we're going with it. But like to find that news out and then just be like, you need to become a citizen, like, now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know. Insane.
But, hey, I don't know about you guys. First thought I had was, that kid's got dual citizenship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A European passport, and it's got a U.S.
See,
passport.
See, that's, you get that too, Mon. That's uh-huh. really lucky. Mm-hmm. It, you know, so I've talked about this, but my sister-in-law is Russian. Like, she was born in Russia, and her father is too, clearly. But they defected during like the mid 80s.
Oh.
So he renounced his Russian citizenship. But through like some random sequence of events, some relative of theirs has passed away, not one that they really knew, but they have been left this apartment in Moscow. They just are the owners of this apartment in Moscow that neither my sister-in-law nor her father have seen. Well, they don't even know where it is, but they have to like, they don't even know if people are living in it or not, that like renting it. They just know they own this apartment.
Wow.
And so they're going through this process of like figuring out, because the only way for them to go back to Russia, I don't know if this applies to my sister-in-law. I know it applies to her father, but he has to reinstate his Russian passport
Goodness.
To do it. But he doesn't want to do that because he left the country for a reason. You know, like
yeah.
it's just all of this like insane political shit that I'm like, wow. How do people decide these things, you know?
Uh-huh. Try doing tax for two different incomes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I earn Australian dollars and US dollars, and the financial year is different. The financial year is from January to December in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's from July to June in Australia.
Why
July
is that?
Well, why is your school year from July to June? Oh, our school year is from January to December.
Well, wait, your school year is January to December.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense to me because your summer is in the winter.
Yes. Yes.
For us.
Yeah. The financial year, I don't get it, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, let me just, spoiler alert, it's not fun. Oh. It's not fun.
What?
It's been awful. Yeah.
Tax is not fun.
Taxes are not taxes fun. Heard it here first. Exclusive.
Speaking of taxes, should we get to some emails? I don't know why that was my segue. But
or.
What?
Because there's nothing more sure than death, taxes, and emails on this show.
Yeah.
We do have some news about something we're doing next weekend. Do you want to talk about that
first? Oh, thank God, Tom. Thank God you remembered that. I would have shot myself.
Allison hit me in the car on the way over to remind me, to remind you guys.
Tom, you just earned every dollar we make on this podcast, which is no dollars. Yeah.
What? No dollars.
But you've earned it, so yay.
This is for all of those old school half hour happy hour with Allison and Alex fans. But I don't know if you were there for this part of Drunksmith Mod or not. But during Drunksmith, we received a gigantic Star Wars Lego.
Yeah.
I wish I had remembered the name of the person who sent it to us. I'm so sorry. We will figure it out before we do this. But we are finally going to do a live stream of Tom and Alex and myself with special guest Jerry Trainer, everyone's favorite live streaming guest, building this gigantic Star Wars Lego and on And then we're going to auction it off, and all the proceeds that we raise from it are going to be donated to the California Firefighters Association.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because a firefighter sent it to us.
So, hold on. You have to put it together and then somehow ship it?
We did this last year.
Yeah.
Whoa. Last year we did it with an Apollo 13 rocket. Not 13, yeah. Apollo 11
and
rocket.
And it arrived in one piece?
It apparently did.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, Alex bubble wrapped the shit out of it.
That's some witchcraft.
Anyway, we are doing this live stream this coming Saturday, January 26th at noon Pacific time via caffeine.tv. You know, that company that Alex left us for.
Thank you, Alex.
Better be good.
Yeah. So noon this Saturday. We will do the live stream. I'm assuming it'll take probably like...
The 26th is this Saturday?
Once this episode drops.
Is.
That's why we had to remember to do it on this episode.
Do you guys know what the 26th of January is for me?
Oh.
If it's your birthday.
It's not, because your birthday's...
And like 26 million other people.
Oh. Boxing Day.
It's Australia Day.
Oh. It's Australia Day.
Yeah.
That was close.
26th of January is Australia Day.
It's
and
like their Independence Day.
It's the day we killed all the original owners of the land.
We have one of those too.
It's that Independence.
Isn't yours like Thanksgiving, where it's like thank you for the land that we're taking from you, and if you don't like it, we'll kill you?
Yes.
Yeah, we had that too.
So it's less about breaking free from the British. Oh, because technically you guys are still part of Britain, aren't you?
Yeah, we're still in the monarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So they haven't had their Independence Day yet.
Right. But they have their Kill Indigenous People Day.
Yeah. We're finally kind of acknowledging that our predecessors did some bad things, and there's a petition to change the date of Australia Day.
Oh.
Because it's actually really painful for a lot of the
I get that.
Indigenous people. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So that's what's happening. But one guess what Australians do on Australia Day.
Drink.
My God, it wasn't hard, was it?
No. I know this because last year, so a friend of mine told me, because you guys have all heard of the Soho House, like these members only clubs that are in like New York and LA and San Francisco and London and all that kind of stuff. There's a Soho House Malibu that I had never been to.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. And a friend of mine was like, you really need to, if you get an opportunity, like someone invites you, go to Soho House Malibu because it's gorgeous. It's like just a beautiful, chill, relaxing place. It's like nice to just have a glass of wine and look at the ocean. I'm like, cool. And then a few weeks later, a friend of mine invited me to go to Soho House Malibu. And I was like, oh yeah, I heard I need to go to this. Great. I'd love to. Because you can't go unless a member invites you.
Yeah.
So I was like, and it was just like a group of us. We're going to get together, just have a few drinks. I show up and it was my nightmare.
What?
Because I came to find out it was Australia Day.
Yes.
And it was jam-packed of gigantic men who were very, very, very drunk.
Yep.
And a DJ, and it was so loud, and I was like, my friend lied to me. This place is a nightmare. And it's just because I was there the one day. Yeah. Like, I've heard that it is nothing like that, but just on Australia
Day. I'm surprised you didn't leave with a boyfriend.
I know. I did think about that. I was like,
just quietly.
But it was like it was clearly a day event, and we showed up around like 5, so it was like
everyone
wrapping
was
up.
Obliterated.
Everyone was smashed.
Yeah. We start drinking like 11:57.
Yeah,
so it's like our St. Patrick's Day, really.
Yeah.
In terms of drinking. Yeah.
Anyway, moral of the story is live stream Lego build this Saturday, January 26th, right, noon Pacific time, and then we'll put that sucker on eBay and raise money for the firefighters.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Do we have to take a quick break?
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more stuff.
Okay. And we're back. And I've got a very funny email right off the bat. Maude, you're clearly leaving an effect on our listeners.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it's awesome.
Thank you for the 5 claps.
You're welcome.
This email is from Barry. He says, greetings, multiple H Crew Gang Collective. Yep.
Ooh, I
think that covers all our bases.
Yep.
First off, I'd like to thank Maude for not being terrified of spiders, because all the rest of us are.
Someone's got to...
And this made me laugh because I didn't remember this from last week's episode until I like reread this, and I was like, right. And he Barry says, well, I noticed Maude found it strange that there was a store called BJ's. And she's like, and you just immediately snort. He goes, well, near me, there's a plaza with a BJ's next door to a sporting goods store, photo attached. Not sure who signed off on this, but it gives me a giggle every time I drive by.
Oh, my God.
So,
is it two balls and a stick?
No. We have a sporting goods store here called Dick's.
That's amazing.
So this plaza is a Dick's right next to a BJ's.
That is so my type of humor.
Hilarious. Yeah, wow.
Is it humor or is it someone just not thinking this through? Someone clearly lost their ability to think like a 13-year-old boy and thought this was okay.
Adults how is a store called Dick's still going, though? That's cool.
I mean, it's got a basketball going through a hoop as its apostrophe, so clearly it is still...
Yeah.
It is still kicking it.
I've got to go to Dick's to pick up some things.
Actually, do you guys remember when I dislocated a rib last year?
Yeah. Worst day of my life, Allison.
That was the worst day
of
my life?
Yeah, I heard Allison got hurt.
I got hurt. Well, and remember how I had to wear a waist trainer or whatever?
It was like that piece of hard plastic around you, right?
Well, it wasn't plastic. It was like really thick neoprene, basically, that I had like wrap around me.
Yeah.
I had to go to a Dick's Sporting Goods to get that.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
So that's there. It was very useful.
Did you get your dick on?
I mean, I got it on hard.
Whoa, guys.
I got it on so hard.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Ladies.
Okay, ladies. Oh, my gosh. I would never do that to you.
By the way, Barry is the quintessential Australian name for a shark.
Really? Why? Yeah,
you guys not seen Finding Nemo?
Barry. I thought his name was Bruce.
Was it Bruce?
I think the shark's name is Bruce in Finding Nemo because that's my dad's name. That's why I remember that.
I have let all my people down.
Yeah, well.
Damn it. Barry.
Barry.
Oh, there's an ad where it's like, Barry, just listen to me, Barry. And then the guy's car gets smashed and he's like, I'll get back to you, Barry.
What, and it's a shark?
Maybe three people got that. Yeah. And that's what I'm counting on.
Yeah, those three.
No, I'm pretty sure he was a gecko.
And those three.
Geckos,
like Geico? Is it a Geico commercial? Have you noticed that Geico has been airing their old commercials again with this, like, now you can go to geico.com/best of and watch all their old, but their old commercials are
residuals.
Airing. I know. I was thinking that. But they brought the camel back who gets really stoked about it being hump day. Yep. I was like, you would love that one. It's a camel.
That's my type of humor.
It's a camel walking around just a regular office, like with cubicles and everything, and it has a tie on, and he's just walking around being like, Hey, Mitch, what day is it? What day is it? Hey, Judy, you know what day it is? Tell me what day it is. And then finally gets this woman. He's like, you know what day it is? What day is it? And this woman just goes, it's hump day. And he goes, woohoo!
I love it.
And then it's like, just be as excited as a camel on hump day.
I love it. How does a camel get a job? I like that. I think Geico's saying that their diversity is in check. Right. There's no discrimination with who's trying to work at Geico.
I also just realized that this is the second time in 3 hours that I've had a conversation about camels. Today. Today, yes.
Interesting.
I was like, I was just talking about camels with someone earlier.
Was it about the Australian parking note?
What? No, what's that?
Someone did a really polite-ish parking note about someone that decided to...
Park a camel?
Park very, yeah. It was basically like, you have parked in an amount of space where like X, Y, and Z could have fit in easily. I just hope you have a bad day. I can't do anything about it. If I could, I'd give you a ticket, but I can't. So I just hope you have a really miserable day. And I hope that the fleas of 10,000 camels infest your asshole. That's passive aggression in Australian.
I love it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great... insult? Hex?
Instantly, you get a visual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean about the fleas?
Yeah. 10,000 camels. And how many fleas would be on per camel, do you think?
I mean, at least six.
Let's crunch some numbers here.
Yeah.
60,000.
That's at least 60,000 fleas.
And what if the circumference is not very... That's like...
No.
I spent too long thinking about these sorts of things.
Oh, my butt's starting to itch just thinking about it.
Yeah, right? Jeez. Well, thanks for that, Maud.
Welcome. Happy Australia Day.
Yay, Australia Day.
Woo. Are you going to... Sorry. What? Did you say you're celebrating it next week?
Yeah.
What did you say you're doing besides drinking? Are you going
what
somewhere?
Else is there?
I don't know if you have like some big parties to go to.
You better get healthy by then so you can drink
that's right.
You can drink yourself back into unhealthy.
Well, we'll have to find that out later.
There's an Australian venue.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, run by Aussies, and they do a lot of Australian.
Is that Edendale? No, not Edendale.
I know what you're thinking of. No.
Everly.
Everly. Yes, but no.
Oh.
They are?
Yeah. Yes, they are Australian.
Anywhere that has like really fresh food and good coffee is probably owned and run by an Australian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another place, Goldie's on 3rd Street is Australian,
is another
too.
One. Yeah. I believe we've had beers there before.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I think we
four
have too.
Or 5 years ago.
Yeah. I also remember going there after I got dumped one day to meet a friend for a drink and just cried at the bar at Goldie's. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life.
Right?
Should we get into some stories?
Stuff? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bring on some stories, White Line Mandango.
We have some stories. We have a listener who tweeted me a story. But also, the one big thing we could also talk about this week, too, is the announcement of Ghostbusters 3, which was also an article that I found. What do you guys think about that? A direct sequel to the first two Ghostbusters movies.
Wait, that's what it is?
Yeah.
So basically,
I thought it was another reboot.
They're ignoring the
all-women one?
That movie even existed.
That's awful.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the continuation from Ghostbusters 1 and 2. The original director of those movies, Ivan Reitman, he's not going to come back. His son, Jason Reitman, is going to.
Who's a great director, too, by the way. He's done a lot of great, smart comedies.
We no longer have one of our Ghostbusters.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I haven't actually announced any of the original cast. Original cast members are coming back, even though my fingers are crossed for Bill Murray and Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, for sure.
I want again. Yeah. Jason Reitman's done movies like Tully, Juno, Up in the Air. He's got a few Oscar nominations for it. But those movies are really heartfelt.
They're also smarter comedies than... Because, I feel like the first Ghostbusters movie was pretty smart original movie back in the 80s.
Yeah,
it was funny without being, wacky-wacky.
Yes, and it wasn't zip-boom! Was quite... That's Bill Murray, though. That deadpan humor is just so wonderful.
I mean, it was also rated R, wasn't it?
No, because I saw it in theaters. The first one? No, it was PG, I think.
No, it's got to be at least PG-13.
Aristotle will find out for us.
I remember there being a lot of cursing. Like when I rewatched it as an adult, I was like, I didn't realize there was this much cursing in it or something like that.
They say shit, I think.
Whoa.
What does that say? Yeah,
I was seven when I first saw them, so I don't know if it'd be
because I remember seeing it, but only on TV. So I'm assuming I saw TV edits.
Oh,
of it,
got it. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
What is it, Aristotle? Because it wasn't a kids thing first.
PG-13?
Yeah.
All right.
The cartoon. People were like, why are you making a cartoon out of an adult movie?
Right.
Yeah.
I played the video game, which...
Oh, my God. I love the video game.
One. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nah, shooting text.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd climb up the side of the building.
Yeah.
And try to grab you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the old days. That was a great game.
Yeah.
But for this one, a rumor has been circulating about Ghostbusters 3, saying that it's not going to do an all-male or an all-female cast. They don't know who's coming back on board for it.
Yep.
But it might actually center around... kids.
Yeah. Ooh. Teens or kids, they say.
Yeah.
Two boys
so like
and
two their
girls.
Kids or something.
There was
like
a haunted house and that's where it started. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, so it's just like Stranger Things with proton packs.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why can't I visualize that so clearly? Oh, because Stranger Things season 2
was
the kids dress up as the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's what Stranger Things is born out of, is all of those 80
nostalgia
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Do you think Jason Reitman is the right man for the job?
I kind of do, yeah.
Thank you, Aristotle. That's all I was after. I just wanted validation.
Oh, did you not think so?
No. Jason Reitman, is he the right man for the job?
Oh, God damn it. I was not listening. I wasn't listening.
Ivan Wright. Oh,
shit. This is what I mean. This is why Maude is going to take...
I see.
She's going to take my place as first. I'll happily be second.
You guys just busted my ghost.
That I got.
She's so good. She's so
good. She is.
All right. We got more stories. We got one from a fan. We got... What do you guys want? Science? Do you want funny? Do you want disgusting but interesting?
Oh, God. What?
All of the above.
Science, all sorts of stuff.
Okay,
of them.
You want disgusting?
Let's do disgusting but interesting.
This is actually probably just kind of, it's not that bad. Okay, ready?
I'm disgusted.
You guys
sorry, I'm just getting ready. Ew.
Man injects 18 doses
of semen into his arm. Sorry.
What?
Man injects 18 doses of semen into arm to cure back pain. Ends up in hospital.
Yeah, no shit. Why did he think that was a good idea?
Okay, let's see. So
because some guys think that a bit of sprog really is the cure to all ailments.
No, like maybe breast milk.
Does he have to spudge into the needle?
That's a good question, Ma. They didn't get that detailed in this article here.
Oh my gosh! No,
again,
I spudged into a cup and then used the needle to suck it up.
Got it. That makes
ladies'
sense.
Night. Everybody.
Oh my God! Why did he do this?
Well, because he had back pain, as I said. So he's an Irish man.
Duh.
33-year-old. 33-year-old man who injected his own intravenously for a year and a half a self-developed cure intended to treat his chronic back pain. It does not appear to have worked.
Duh.
He did it in his arm every month for 18 months. And then he finally stopped.
He just shot it into his arm, like, yeah.
Like an IV.
He did no, yeah. Like yes. A yeah. He just did like a flu shot.
It says intravenously. That's shot basically.
So he,
right?
No, his intravenously is into your veins. That means it is,
yeah,
like,
isn't
like
that where you put
he
shots
fucking
sometimes?
No. You, if you put shots into your arm, like a flu shot isn't going into your vein.
Gotcha. So right into his vein.
He really thought that his little swimmers would go down and relieve the pain for him.
Yeah,
or that just like make him stronger or something crazy like that.
Some people drink their own pee for health reasons.
Oh, God.
That's true.
This is one up from that.
Yeah.
Is that because they think there's still like vitamins in there?
Yeah, something like that. Like,
I thought that was the waste coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good
still,
stuff stays, the bad stuff goes.
I thought they said like if you have too much vitamins, you'll
you piss it out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean if you drink it again, you're going to reabsorb it.
No, I'm not one of those people who I'm down with
How scared do you have to be of the doctor to start doing that to yourself?
Yeah, right?
Damn.
I don't know, but if I lose my health insurance, I'll consider it.
So wait, what did he end up in the hospital with?
Let's see. So he, after this, he complained of severe sudden onset lower back pain after lifting a heavy... So basically, he just made his back pain worse by just putting it in.
No, it's probably because it fucked up his liver or his kidneys by putting that into his blood and then it got into his liver and kidneys.
How have we not seen this on the numerous doctor shows that are like trying to freak us out with like mysterious illnesses? That should have been on House for sure.
Yeah.
This guy says he had heard of doing it before on like other articles. That's why he tried it. It looks like that's what he says.
Oh my God. It'll definitely end up on Grey's Anatomy because Grey's Anatomy is in season 26 and they have nothing
they
left to do.
This material.
Yeah.
It's like Law & Order SVU where they just started pulling from the headlines but changing names.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Brianna got punched by his noun.
You're like, not like Cardi
wait
B.
Wait a second. Come on, guys. Yeah. What's the funny story then?
Well, are we done with the guy shooting sperm?
That's all we're really...
I think he's done, too.
Oh, my God, yeah.
How about... This one's kind of cool, actually. We had a listener tweet this to me. Listener handle is Ocular Nervosa. He listens to us a lot.
Oh, yeah, long-time listener.
Yeah.
I even know that one.
Yeah. So a typo landed a guy an invite to a bachelor party halfway across the country.
Oh,
a typo in an email. So this guy named Will Novak was sitting around. He got an email meant for other people, a different Will Novak.
Yeah.
And so he got it, and he jokingly wrote back saying, hey, yeah, I'll come to your bachelor party, LOL kind of stuff. They're like, come to our bachelor party. He's like, really? They're like, yeah. So they set up like this GoFundMe page or something like that to get him money to pay for his trip.
Where was
really
he and where was the bachelor party?
He is in, I think he's in Arizona, and the bachelor party's in Vermont.
Okay,
so
there needs to
trip.
Be some stipulations with GoFundMe because I feel like donating so someone can stay alive is a little bit different than this guy got an accidental email. Let's help him fly to a bunch of strangers that didn't want him there.
I don't disagree.
They do want him there,
don't I don't disagree, but at the same time, people can make the decision on what GoFundMes they want to fund.
Yeah.
There are people out there who are like, sure, fuck it, I'll help a dude fly across the country. And people out there who are like, I'm only going to give my money to people who are dying of terrible diseases.
Okay.
And I'm not giving my money to people who inject sperm into their bodies.
It says as of Tuesday morning, as a GoFundMe.
I'll give him a dollar to get a clue.
$2,800. Yeah. Yeah, so that might be happening. They really want him there. Because
this
said
is like
basically,
ongoing.
Yeah, that's just as of this week. Basically, the consensus was that he doesn't want to be in his deathbed and be like, man, you... I wish I had gone,
to that rando bachelor party.
Like that's what he'd be thinking on his deathbed.
What if he's
deathbed?
Like 72 and he's like, hey.
Yeah, how old is he? That's another good point. Like,
well, he's young. He just had a baby with his wife 10 months ago or something like that.
Okay.
And his wife's like, yes, please go to the bachelor party because I need you out of the house.
Get
that's
the fuck out of my hair.
Yeah, which I can understand, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. They're really trying to get this guy there. And
that's so
random
funny.
Invite to a bachelor party.
Would you go? If you got invited to a random bachelor party,
what
would
else
you go
am
to?
I going to do? As long as it doesn't interfere
anything
with the podcast.
Else.
Guys, I can't do Fridays, is what I tell them.
I know.
I spent all week in bed, and that's still more appealing.
I don't know if I would go to a random bachelorette party that I got invited to.
I think,
if it
don't you have that social
enough?
Anxiety where it's like, I'm going to go, and I only know one or two people there.
And if I don't know anyone. And I also just don't operate well in large groups of women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I could.
It's all of my like insecurities from middle school come up, and I'm like, I'm the weird one. Nobody likes me. I don't know how to relate to anyone. I think it's why I'm so much better in large groups of guys, because I'm like, then I am I'm just physically different. So it's like, it's okay to be different.
I noticed that scenario because that's where I make my best friends, where it's like that group scenario. This is why my best friend and I are best friends. We were both presenters for cable channels in Australia. So we had to go to a lot of events together, and a lot of the gorgeous, stunning hosts would love getting their photo taken. So they made it in the paper.
Yeah.
And I would go to these events and figure out where the kitchen was and stand next to the kitchen so that when
that's
the food,
why we're friends, Ma. That's
the
exactly
food
what
trays
I
came out.
I just go find where the kitchen is and I'm like, they're going to be coming from there.
That's it. And I'm like, this is where the arancini balls are coming out. Yep. I could probably get 7 straight up.
I also am convinced that you don't get you food that comes in bite-sized portions has no calories.
Yeah.
No. If you can eat it in one bite, it's the, you don't gain calories.
If you have one or 19, you ate the same amount.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So my now best friend would also have that same gameplay. And there's only so many times you can make a friend like by the kitchen before, not make a friend, but like see someone before you realize you have to be friends.
Yeah.
So in that situation, every time I'm a little bit uncomfortable and I'm like, oh, there's so many in-jokes and I'm not in them. You see that one other person that's a little bit left out and you're like, oh, cool, instant bond.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I could see you traveling to go to some rando's bachelorette.
I like hanging out with bachelor party. I like hanging out with strangers.
Oh my God.
They don't know you.
You would walk away with a new tattoo that they all convinced you to get so that you would never forget that night ever.
I'd probably do it. At my age, why not?
People, can we get Tom to some random bachelor party, please? Because now I feel like this needs to happen.
I will also attend bachelorette parties.
Okay.
There we go. This is where a GoFundMe page, I feel, would be appropriately used. How much to get a random tattoo? How much can we fundraise for you to get a tattoo?
What would be the tattoo? Would you guys have to pick
the
tattoo?
Also, where
like
would
that
the money
TV show?
Go?
Right.
I mean, he has to permanently live with it.
I know. But I feel like
$500 is worth it permanently.
Really?
No.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
I would have. To live
I
would. Have
I could understand like the GoFundMe paying for the tattoo, but then the rest of it getting donated to like Tom's charity of choice. Or
whatever.
Like,
the charity of regrets.
We should not put this idea out there because someone's going to try to make this happen.
My hands are sweaty. I'm so excited about this.
Charity would be for abused podcast sidekicks. Baba Booey and all those. Yeah,
where are we at? Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it. Yeah.
Do we need to get out of this tiny room with my stinky salad?
Yeah. It's soaking into my skin.
I can't actually smell anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. That's probably why I couldn't smell it. It was already adapted into my nose follicles or whatever. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you would like to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us and rate us and share us with your friends on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, all that fun stuff. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. What's happening?
I think that's very interesting. This is episode 3.
Yeah.
Wait. I wonder when Half Hour Happy Hour will follow me back.
Oh, shit. I'll do that right now. Because Alex had been in charge of it. Now that I'm in charge of it, I forget shit. It's
You're
like
following
not
7 people. Who are the people? Oh, cool. All of these people are more important than...
Hold on. I gotta switch accounts.
That's fascinating.
I gotta get over here.
We can do that offline.
I gotta find you. All right. I said that. Anyway, that's it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Wood Garrett.
And with us, as always, was White Wine Mandago Tom Krajewski. I'm adding Bod to our Twitter right now.
That was just so the last thing we didn't talk about was raising money to get you a really ridiculous tattoo.
Follow. You have been followed. All right. Bye, everybody.
It's a good show.